We're resuming part two of interview number two with Milva Ribuli. And Milva, we were just talking about your wedding, and your daughter has arrived, and we're going to see the photo. But is there anything else that you would like to say that you haven't said in this interview?
Not that I know of, and yet, unless you can remind me of something, I don't know.
I wanted to, I guess, just ask you how important that community of people is to you even now.
Yeah, it's important. It is important because, well, they're my life, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my
It's
family.
funny because we were just interrupting. We were watching The Godfather the other day, and we were having a joke about it. And Mum said to me, "That's so much of our heritage, not the murdering and all that, but it's just the Italian life, how it was so much more relaxed and huge families together and all that." It is. It is. And something that I didn't use because I got picked on a lot as being Italian when I was little. That's why I didn't have much to do. Yeah, but now I'm sorry that I've missed all that.
And that's difficult when you get picked on, because you were saying, and I should just say, Stephanie is here, and Stephanie is Milva's daughter, and has just come in. But being picked on, because I think that you said that too,
Yeah. Did you,
Milva.
Mum? Did you get picked on too?
More than you did.
Primary school was awful for me.
And for you, it
Would have
obviously
been, yeah.
would have been quite difficult.
Yeah, we used to go past the public school, and that used to make it even worse because they'd all, well, mostly Aussies in those days, you
Yeah, and
know.
you're all fresh people, even though you were born here, it's fresh people off the boat, the Italians, you was a new thing, wasn't it?
And I think it happens to every new group of migrants, really, doesn't it?
We were saying the other day, Roma and I, the Vietnamese and all the rest of them, they're all going through what we went through when, even though we were born here, you know, they're going through what we went through. And you've got to feel sorry for them because you know what it's like.
And it's about your name and about maybe not that any of you looked really different.
Well, I don't know.
You know what? I think we did look a lot different. But it was such a. I mean, Australians are basically English and whatever, but you had these dark people coming over. And we Australians didn't even like the Aborigines. They still give them a hard time. But we were different customs completely, you know. Dark skin, ate all this food that nobody ever heard of, smelly food. For weeks or years, I hated taking my salami sandwiches to school. And I used to hide them, only to find out that my friends, Australian friends, wanted my salami sandwiches and I wanted their Vegemite. Great friendships formed then.
I'm sure they do. So that is interesting, isn't it? And I can pick up that you still feel that strong feeling about
Well, now,
Italian, being Italian.
But then if anybody picked on me now, I'd just say, well, that's your problem. It's not mine. But I'm older now, I know better.
I think that's really true.
Yeah.
And in terms of this project, I'm wondering what you think of the idea of interviewing people who were in the market gardening
Well, I
community.
think it's good. Yeah, I really do. I think it's good that someone can speak out and that someone's gone to the trouble to do it, you know, because I couldn't have done it. And anyone that can do it, well, I'm fully in favour of it, you know. Yeah, what can I say?
Well, I'm glad that you are, and also that you've agreed to be interviewed. I think that's terrific, and also a way of remembering your parents too.
Yeah. Now, do you want to have a look? Are you finished?
So thank you very much for being interviewed today and for giving, you know, such lovely memories and details about your
family. I hope
family.
It helped you.
It has, and it's given me, you know, another perspective. So thank you very much, Milva. That's great.